part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Johnny!
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
You know what? I'm Scott.
And this is episode 81, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John.
Special guest, Dan.
Bye.
Could you imagine if that guy goes, and goes, let's have a big yell, blow, and
then
the whole crowd
went
leaves.
Right through my skull.
You still have your skull? Mine cracked.
Dan used to do Queensryche, man.
What about Iron Maiden? You used to do Iron Maiden?
I love Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Let's do Run to the Hills, man. Can you sing it?
Run to the hills.
Not without waking the kids up.
Run for your life. Oh, no, we could do it.
No, my voice is trash. That's why I'm not the singer anymore. Really?
Really?
I don't do it.
He don't do it anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, if you've just joined us, we had a part one, 81 part one. Dan, surprise guest, 81 part two.
Wow.
Just showed up and he shredded the beginning of part two. John, he shredded.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then we talked band stuff, because we are a band, John.
We are a band. We're playing on the 13th and the 27th.
Dan was in a band, and then he left the band, and now he's got a new band. And he's here tonight to shred and to observe and to participate.
Hey, Dan, you want to call your wife?
Total Talk Nonsense.
Should we put your wife on the show?
No.
You don't want to call her?
She's not interested.
Oh, okay. Because we have the means. Anybody you want to call?
We have the tools, we have the talent, John.
We have the tools, we have the talent. I could call my own wife. I don't know why, but I just wanted to say that. All right, no doubt. Hmm. We had one more story, didn't we?
Yes.
Another
Dan story.
Yeah, it's not as funny, though. The other Dan story was Knob Rocks was practicing at the old homestead.
222?
No. This is at my house.
Oh, your place, yeah.
Back in the day. And before kids. And Dan stops by and looks at the other Dan, our bass player, and says, "Hey, man, I could set that bass up for you." "Dude, man. Dude, man, I could set that bass up for you." "Oh, really?" "Yeah, hey, just, you know, give it to me and I'll set it up." "Okay." So Dan gives it to him, and the other Dan, the Dan that's here, takes it back to the store, he sets it up, and I'm over there hanging out. And I see him start writing a ticket out for $75. And I go, "What are you doing, man?" He goes, "Dude, man, this is what I do. I set up equipment, and I put new strings on, and I do this, and I charge for it." I go, "Yeah, but the intention was, and the impression you
gave..." Is that what he felt, too, or no?
Yeah.
It was?
"It's my buddy from high school. He's going to set up my bass for nothing." And I said, "Dan, what are you doing?" "Hey, man, this is what I do. This is what I charge people for."
It was what I did, but I didn't know that I didn't tell him.
You didn't tell him. And I go, "Dan, you can't do that." What do you mean? Yeah. What the fuck? What do you fuck? I'm a Republican.
If I was in your basement, chances are most of those brain cells are dead by now.
Probably.
Usually. So if I just happen to forget at that point in time to tell that dude that... it costs what I do.
But you were very gracious. This is how it went down.
Well, did I turn around and give it to him for like free, or did
I charge him
just for the
strings?
No,
you charged him. It was even Steven. I said, "Hey, Dad, there's a thing like an introductory offer. Maybe you set it up for him and you say, okay, here, it was $75, but I give you a coupon for, you know, 75% off."
I'm thinking that for as many as... I used to charge.
I
like
should be your business manager.
I used to charge
You'd
like
$15 rich.
Bucks for setups. So if that guy's bass cost $75, I did a lot of work.
I have no idea. I'm making it up. I don't know. It was like some ridiculous amount.
All right. The one thing, the one word that keeps coming up when we talk about stories about Dan, at least from my perspective, is generous. He's a very generous. He was generous to invite me on stage. He was generous. You had a generous story, John.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
And now we're getting another generous story that even though the story you brought up about the swindler, Dan,
yeah,
turns into a generous Dan.
Oh, yeah. It always comes out way better than I make it out to be. I embellish for, I have a journalistic license.
John has an interest in ribbing.
Yeah.
Because I know that I've antagonized John to the point of not strangulation.
No. But I've witnessed that. I've witnessed Dan being strangled by it. I got another story for you, Dan. We're sitting here one night and we're talking, me and one of our guests, Special Ed. And for some reason, Special Ed, who I met through my wife's friend's friend of a friend, and Special Ed and I start talking, and I told him, yeah, I used to be in this poser band called X-Side, and we had these, it was hilarious. I start telling these stories about our bass player, Reiner, who would have to get called back home to start the oven. That's the joke Dan used to say to him. Reiner, you have to come home to start the oven. The ovens. Because she's
maybe
German.
There was, yeah, maybe there was more than one. I don't know.
So anyway, this guy, Special Ed, says, Reiner? Wait a minute. There cannot be two Reiners in this world. So we start talking, and he explains what this guy looks like. I said, no way. We come to my house. We pop in a tape from 1985, Thirsty Whale with
Reiner.
And he's
Reiner. The only guy to have ever bought one.
No, this is the Thirsty Whale. This is the one your dad's brother or something filmed
taped
for
it.
Us.
Yep.
And there's Reiner in all his long black leather trench coat and about 13 Axl Rose before he was Axl Rose, bandanas wrapped around him, jamming away. And Special Ed says, that guy worked for me, and I fired him.
What did he fire him for?
Strangling him?
Because he's nuts. And then they saw his PC, and Reiner had like all these weird-ass nude Asian porn sites and barely legal teen porn shit.
But it was
computer.
All legal, and it was all chicks?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd give it to him because, you know what, that guy, if given free license to have as much sex as he wanted, it would, he's a walking hormone.
Yeah, but I got a story. Remember?
I mean, that guy's still like that. I mean, I respect it if a guy's got a libido that's so big he can't stop his own mouth from working sometimes. Because someone bumps into him, he's like, thank you.
Well, we played this gig at the Thirsty Whale a couple months after because it was like a big battle of the bands or something. We kept being asked back.
And asked these, back.
These, we were axed back.
We were axed back.
We were asked back.
And these chicks wanted to hang out with us. Remember that?
I remember that.
Not you, dumbass. It was me, Dan,
chicks.
Craig, and Reiner. And we had to ride in their, like, they had, like, a Camaro or a, I don't know.
John has masturbated to this scene a million times.
No. We ended up at a park somewhere. And they had a little mirror. We're driving around, and they're, like, chopping up cocaine, man, on this mirror. And they give it to Reiner. And Reiner dumps it in the back seat and goes, oh, yeah, man, this is great stuff. And he just, I don't know if you were in the car, dude. You might have been driving your Nova. Could you tell the story about stopping on a dime?
I stopped on a dime.
Yeah.
We couldn't have been going
there
very fast because
there,
if you think if you think of the weight of a dime, I actually did throw a dime out in front of the car. I'm sure actually we didn't stop on it. But I slammed on the brakes so hard that everybody that was in the back seat was
in
the front
seat
without hitting the glass. But, Reiner was like 6 foot tall in high school and shit, and he was fully down in the footwell area of a Nova.
What's funny is we just told almost a similar story last week where Scott was saying, and one of his friends didn't seatbelt, and he had to hit the brakes.
I had to lock him up, yeah.
And Tony Tony P hit the windshield full face and all the way on the inside.
That guy's neck still has to hurt.
He wears his seatbelt now.
Four of them. Oh, man, that's funny.
So tonight's the story of Dans.
Yeah.
A lot of Dans mentioned tonight. It's hard to keep them straight, even for me.
Well, I appreciate knowing you and your family. Our families were real close at one time.
Well, thanks, John.
Not you, ass. Dan. His brother kept his hot rod in our garage while we used to practice and record stuff on the reel-to-reel and get into fist fights. And my mom, Craig would go run into my mom and cry and yell at us and...
I just remember the dogs. In order to get to the pisser.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get past those dogs. I never liked your freaking dogs, ever.
We had these two Akitas, these Japanese bear hunting dogs. Comet, and I don't know what the other one was. I think it was, no, it wasn't Comet. Shit, I don't remember. I know one of them bit Mike Garcia. And we don't have to bonk that up because there's probably 100,000 Mike Garcias just in the metropolitan area.
Yeah, but how many that imitate Elvis?
Right. What are you saying?
Right.
Are you a peanut butter? That's great.
What's your fucking point?
The fuck you in for, bitch? Start sucking.
All right, well... I do have some comments that I didn't read yet, Scott. Can I read them?
Of course.
I don't know where my music is, though. Should I look for my music first?
There's comment music?
A little typewriter?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah, I like that one.
Oh,
it's a good one.
Don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. When did we do that one? Do you remember? Do you remember?
We did it with Zach, I remember.
What episode was that?
77.
Was it? Yeah. Dude.
All right, so while you're looking for that, you want to hear some science news?
All right.
Here's some science news. Dan, do you follow science?
I'm going to follow science right now.
Do you know who
He's
Richard
a Republican.
Dawkins is?
He doesn't follow science.
You ever
do you
heard
believe
of
in God?
Can I ask the fucking question?
Dude, relax.
Richard Dawson is the guy from Price is Right.
No, Dawkins.
You ever heard of Richard Dawkins?
No. Talk more about him.
What happened?
Sure I am. I just can't associate the shit with the person.
It's going to impress Dan with my phone call into Penn Jillette and Richard Dawkins. Well, here we go. BBC Northern Ireland. Did you know there was a BBC in Northern Ireland? The big field, many people across many fields, but in the field
the big field,
ethics and ideas. This is one man's year, John. Like him or to loathe him, people are talking about him and his ideas. We recognize Richard Dawkins, a professor at the Science of Oxford University. As Person of the Year 2006,
no way.
John. That's right. This year also marks the 30th anniversary of the publication of his book, The Selfish Gene, which you got me for Christmas, John.
Yeah.
Isn't that special? So anyway, Richard Dawkins is on Penn Jillette, right?
Right.
And guess who calls in, Dan?
Richard Dawson from...
No!
No, man. I called in Penn Jillette to talk to Richard Dawkins.
Right. Dawkins.
And this is what I said.
I want to take a few more calls because there's such great ones coming in. We're just filling up all the lines. Let's talk to Scott. This is Scott. You're talking to Richard Dawkins, sir.
Hey, thanks, Penn. I really like podcasts. My favorite is Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, and I like Punky. I like Punky with Pauly B and Tony.
Yeah, I think, Scott, you've already said a couple things that certainly I disagree with, and I'm willing to bet Richard does. Do you have a question you want to bring it around to, or do you want to just jump in now?
Richard, how do you convey a logical argument to illogical smack darts?
Okay. that's a point of view that I'm meeting increasingly in letters that I'm getting on this tour. Many, many people are saying, yes, yes, of course, you've got logic on your side, but what's the use of logic when you're dealing with illogical people? You have to appeal to their emotions. You have to say what will comfort them. Well, I can sort of see I can see what lies behind that. It's not my way, however. Maybe there are other people who can approach the problem in that way. But logic and reason and science are the only ways I know. That's what I do best. So I'm going to carry on doing that. Maybe other people can pursue the emotional tack.
What's your fucking point?
Your book, The Selfish Gene. How did you go from a science text with atheism as a subtext to your new book as almost an atheist manifesto?
I think when I wrote The Selfish Gene 30 years ago, it wasn't really necessary because at that time it looked as though religion was just dying. And so I wrote a book about science, and science is my main love. And to me, it was sufficient in those days to explain about science, especially about evolutionary science, and the withering away of religion would just kind of follow on. That hasn't happened, especially in America. Religion has gone on to wither away in Europe and in Britain, but very much not so in America. So about 6 years ago, I proposed to my New York creators that I should write the God Delusion.
Hey, I'm sorry. I have one more question. Other than Tony Hearn's closeted homosexuality,
come
what really
on!
Pisses you off?
The thing that really pisses me off is that I'm quite happy to respect anybody enough to argue with them. That's what respect means. You argue with them and you take seriously what they say. And you tell them why you think it's wrong. What pisses me off is the attitude that religion has to have a kind of special wall of respect around it. You're not allowed to criticize it. They retreat behind a wall of faith.
That's right.
They say, oh, you can't penetrate that wall. That's faith. You can criticize my politics. You can criticize my opinion of art or football or anything you like. But you're not allowed to criticize my religion. That's protected holy ground. That's what really pisses me.
Oh, God.
Now, do you think I had to hang up because he had this, what I find, a very smarmy and inexcusable attitude.
I don't know where
smarmy attitude, Scott. You heard
yeah,
it from
what's
Ben.
Up with that, man? All right, so that's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Dan?
But you sort out a photograph of me.
You come tonight to just observe, and you are in the presence of somebody who talked to
Richard Dawkins,
the person of the year.
Rosario Dawson?
Per BBC Northern Ireland.
You got to understand, Dan was raised Italian Catholic.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they're hardcore.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
He believes in the
G-Man. You're welcome. Welcome to ask me what I believe.
No, we can't
Go ahead. What do you believe, Dan? Let's not assume here. DDN.
We can't bring the G-Man tonight.
No?
No.
Why not?
If what you just said was accurate, we can't bring the G-Man tonight.
Okay.
You guys can do as you were, man. I'm totally sitting here, like I said, ready to observe and absorb.
All right, you find the comment backing track, John?
I did.
All right, here we go with comments.
All right. All right, this was sent in by, I always have a hard time with her name, Arila Elantari.
We didn't do last names.
Anyway, I screwed it up. I gotta say, where are the Bobs first? Where the Bob says, where the Bob says, kiss, kiss, hug, hug. And Arielia Antelari says, hey, can I join in on the hugging and the kissing? Happy New Year's, boys. Wink. I don't know. That means something, I guess. Anyways, the next one here, I hate PCA, but I love TTN. So I got to stop by and say hello. And much love, Jason from Nobody's. Juicy, submitted by Mark Spooner. And sorry, in a rush, just got time to vote. Cheers, Pauly B.
What did Jason say again?
He said, I hate PCA, which is Podcast Alley, but I love TTN, Total Talk Nonsense, so I got to stop by and say hello.
I can get him. I got his telephone number if you want to talk to him right now.
Jason, do you?
He was the singer in the last version of the last band that we were playing together.
Not that Jason from Nobody's?
Yeah. From Nobody. Nobody. Nobody's a band.
Where does he live?
In Minnesota. House.
This guy lives in Minnesota.
Oh, well then you guys have a lot of coincidences on this station.
The Lord says there is
no coincidences.
Or is that Fred Phelps? I can't remember. What does Fred Phelps say? Do you remember, John?
I think he says, fag-enabling fools.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's me, Satan. Once again, I've channeled through John. I'm just going to read the rest of these emails, if that's okay.
Oh, no, that's great.
It says here, 2007, happy fucking New Year's, guys. You two, of course, get my vote for the best netcast.
You too?
Yeah.
I didn't know you two had a netcast.
You two, John Jizz and Skiz.
Oh, Jizz and Skiz.
Yeah. stay out of trouble and play nice in the new year. All right? Well, as nice as you two can get with the chimp in office. Take care, John and Scott. I will be listening. Well-placed licks and a swat on your asses, submitted by Bondage Kitty.
Bondage Kitty.
Oh, yeah. John and Scott loves the Bondage Kitty. Meow. Naughty kitty.
Naughty.
Oh, yeah. Rabbit, rabbit. Hey, John and Scott. Hope 2007 brings more hilarity from the TTN camp. My resolution is to stop using the shitty site and stop driving traffic to it. But I guess I just hate everything. Submitted by Eric. Oh, yeah. That last one was from Eric Tomorrow.
Oh.
This one's great. What the fuck? No new show just because it's some 2,000-year-old dead guy's birthday? Fuck that!
Oh, that's blasphemous.
There I was, sitting alone in my underwear, at my PC, on the Xmas morning, waiting for Santa and Alfie to bring me a new present from TTN. And all I got was this piece of coal up my ass.
Oh.
I swear, if you pull this shit for New Year's, I'm coming to Chicago to find you pricks. Submitted by Brooklyn Broiler.
The Brooklyn Broiler.
The Brooklyn Broiler?
That's right.
Whoa.
That's right. I don't know.
What happened? Did Satan leave already? I had questions for Satan.
I don't know what's going on here. There we go.
Ah, there you go.
A little technical difficulty.
Did Satan leave?
Yeah.
I had questions for Satan. MF-er.
Should I try and bring him back?
Yeah.
What kind of questions do you have?
I had a question about his deceit and how extensive Satan's deceit is.
What the fuck? I'm trying to take a vacation, goddammit.
Hey, hey, you barge into our show unannounced, uninvited, okay? We let you read comments, and then you cut out.
You have no idea how bad John's ass smells.
I call you back. And you're going to complain about that?
Yeah, what? Oh, listen.
Come on, what do you got to do?
Listen, powder. I'll kick your ass.
Come on, what do you got to do?
What do you mean, what do I got to do?
Yeah,
it's the new year.
Yeah, so?
Well, I got to fulfill Pat Robertson's dream.
All right, the nukes.
Yeah, that's right. We got to bring the nukes coming in the fall or maybe September. Not sure yet.
Well, let me ask you this, Satan. Yeah, I've been talking to some coworkers and colleagues at work. And I mentioned something about a new dinosaur fossil that they found.
Yeah.
And this coworker of mine said to me, he said that, no, that's the dinosaurs and all that stuff. That's Satan. That's Satan deceiving people.
What are you, a spoiler? What is he, a spoiler? Why does he got to do that shit?
Well, then I was like, hey, what about like these, you know, the Earth is 4 million years old and all that stuff. He's like, no. That's Satan.
Okay. Do you really think they saw the person?
6,000 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And that's Satan deceiving you.
That's true. Do you really think they saw the person in half? No. It's a trick. So were the dinosaurs. It's all a trick.
It's a trick?
It's a trick, yeah.
So the Earth really is 6,000 years old.
Me and the G-Man have this conspiracy going. We're really tight. We hook up every Thursday night, hang out. You know, we hang out with his son. We drive around the Escalade. We get laid.
Yeah.
But, you know, we gotta do this trickery. He's the grand deceiver. And I help
out. Wait a minute. He's the grand deceiver?
Oh, yeah. And I have to help once in a while.
So the whole thing is deceitful.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't deceit. It's a sense of humor.
It's like the Matrix.
There's a big difference.
Well, yeah. I mean, supreme beings have a sense of humor.
That's all you got to have.
Right. No doubt. Dan's on our wavelength.
I'm happy that you see eye to eye with Dan, Satan. That's fantastic.
You know, Dan, he's one of those guys that kneels before the little plastic Jesus and the nativity decoration at Christmas time.
Yeah.
They all pray together.
Right.
And that's the right thing to do.
Wow. That's pretty bold of you, Satan. That's some bold statement Satan.
Because then it gets people all worked up, and then they get nervous, and then they fuck up, and then they gotta come see me. Look at Saddam.
Right. Right.
I saw him the other day. I said, hey, what's with the neck? You need a little massage or what?
And what did he say?
I asked him, I said to everybody, hey, how do you know Saddam Hussein is well hung?
How?
Because you can't fit your finger between the rope and his neck. I got a million of them.
Let's hear another one.
No, it's enough for now. I don't want to show too much of my power.
You got a million of them. You think you can tell two of them?
Yeah, well, I don't want to show off.
Right. Why doesn't Satan want to show off? It seemed like Satan would want to show off.
I showed off enough. I had to go through John's ass. And that shit stinks. You know what I'm saying?
No. I don't know what you're saying.
Luckily, it's big enough, like an oil can came out of it. Like, it's just a whoosh,
like a Foster's?
Right. Oh, yeah. Huh? Just right in. But it stinks to high heaven.
Hey, so what did you do on Jesus' birthday there? What do you do?
Well, actually,
Did you get invited?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I have to go around because people get depressed and I help them commit suicide.
Why did they get depressed? On Christmas?
I don't know why. It's crazy. I don't know. It's so funny, you know, some people are all into worshiping Jesus, you know, they pray before their little nativity in front of the lawn, in the front lawn.
Uh-huh.
But then there's the other ones that are all into Santa Claus, and we didn't even make him up.
Right.
It was Coca-Cola.
So what are you saying?
And Montgomery Ward's made up Rudolph. So,
yeah.
Go figure. Look at how easy it is to suck people in. If I'd have known that I had a claymation cartoon and they'd believe in me, I'd have done it that way. It was a lot easier.
Oh, all right. So what you're saying is deceit is so easy because the humans...
Is it deceitful or is it swindling?
Are naive.
You got gas there, Dan?
No.
What's that noise?
That's the pleather.
The pleather? Yeah. I don't think John will appreciate that. What the hell was that?
So what did you do?
Depths of hell.
Did you hook up with Jesus on his birthday?
Oh, yeah, man. We always hook up to celebrate his birthday.
God was in last week.
And we do shots.
Was it God was in last week?
I think so, yeah.
And he talked about... having the birthday party and all.
Yeah.
And he said, somebody asked him a question about Hooers, and he said, no, we don't, for the birthday party, we have them sent in. Like, they don't have to pick them up in the Escalade.
No. They come to us.
Right.
Actually, the G-Man just manufactures them. Boom, there they are.
Well, he has to, right? Because there's like sometimes 70 virgins.
Yeah, we borrow some of them.
Borrow.
We call Allah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
the G-Man is Allah. Okay, the joke is out of the bag, but yeah, that's the truth. He is Allah. So the 70 virgins are around all the time.
Is that the same 70 virgins?
Unfortunately, the Muslims don't know that we've been banging them. So they're no longer virgins, you know what I'm saying? Nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You'll be down here with me soon enough.
Who, me?
Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
What about our guest, Dan? He's very generous.
No, Dan. Dan's one of a Republican. He's going to heaven.
That's out of sight.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I gotta go.
All right, man.
I got shit to do, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's getting late. Getting late.
Yeah, I got some temptation to start cranking up. You know, all these resolutions, everybody's got all these. I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, did you see John?
From TTN?
I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, that's my resolution. Yeah, everybody's got a resolution. I'm going to stop cheating on my wife. Yeah, okay.
Right.
That's going to end tonight. All right, got to go. Nice seeing you guys. Take care.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Hey, he comes and goes what he wants.
Yeah, whenever.
Satan.
Ooh, man, my ass hurts. I don't know why.
Me neither.
How's yours?
You have to balance like in a tripod position upside down and make that happen?
No, but what do you mean? What happened? What are you talking about?
Huh?
You said coming out of your ass.
I just said my ass hurts. What are you talking about? What happened? What did I miss? Whoa! Like 10 minutes clicked off on the clock. What's going on here?
You're a conduit.
Should we tell him?
Fuck you!
Tet!
Tet! Tet to anus. It says tongue piercing caused extreme pain in a teenager. They had to do a study to figure that out.
I think that would hurt.
Come on. Yeah, right.
The practice was previously caused brain abscess, heart infection, tetanus. What's tetanus?
Tetanus, you idiot.
Tetanus.
I'm sorry, man. That's one of my favorite fucking sound bites ever.
Where's that from?
Oh, that's from a couple shows ago. Ugh. That has got to be the funniest fucking thing. I can just play that every day, and it puts me in a good mood.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
Oh, hold on. I got to get the door. I'll be right back.
All right. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm hurrying. Fuck. Hey! Seven.
Come on back, would you?
I'll be back. All right, I made
it. Hey, Phil, what's up? Have a seat. Sit down already. What the... Dude, man, we got... I can't shut him off.
Jesus H. Get your shit together.
All right, Dan. This is Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Phil.
He's a little scared.
Hi, Dad.
I don't know why you wear that fur coat everywhere you go. It's kind of weird, dude.
What's up?
Well, what can I say?
Da bears.
I ready when you are, John?
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken-Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
Fat ass gets stuck in tunnel of love for 10 hours. An overweight woman got stuck in the South African cave trap 22 fellow tourists for more than 10 hours and had to be pried free with liquid paraffin. The woman who became trapped in the Tunnel of Love obstacle in the Congo Caves in Western Cape on New Year's Day. The cave's manager said the woman had been warned she might not be suitable, but she insisted on trying. One of those trapped was a diabetic who had to be brought insulin. The woman and the other tourists were unhurt. The rescue operation involved several ambulance teams and a helicopter. Hi, Gifted! Manager of the Congo Caves told the BBC it was expensive exercise that could cost $5,000.
Oh, God.
We don't know yet who will foot the bill, he said. Next story, John. BBC reporting at its best. Rail commuters want more trains. Coming up next, Tony Hearn wants some bits, the word whore wants more cigarettes, and Scott wants some more attention. Next story, John.
Come on!
Come on! This year I resolve...
I'm the biggest cocks on the planet.
All right, it's all about timing. This year I resolved not to knock myself out while sliding naked on ice. Crap, I already blew that one. The cold wasn't cold enough to stop a man from running naked through the Heidecker streets on New Year's Eve. It was the ice that stopped him. Gordon Thompson, 20, of Kitterney, Maine, was arrested at 12 a.m. after slipping on the ice while running unclothed down Water Street. According to Heidecker Police Chief Timothy Russell, the police received a call reporting a naked man lying on the road who appeared to be injured and unconscious. The man woke up before the police arrived and refused treatment by the Heidecker Rescue Squad. Next story, John. Canadian automakers finished 2006 with stronger sales in December. In other news, John, Canada makes cars. Next story.
Are you sure?
Can't pass your driver's test? Well then, show me your tits. A licensed inspector for the State Department of Motor Vehicles has been charged with persuading a woman to strip off some of her clothing in exchange for passing her driver's test. Kevin Schenck, 48, of New Britain, allegedly took advantage of a woman in her 20s who had failed her driver's test several times in the past. Police said Schenck was charged Thursday with coercion when he turned himself into the Naugatuck police. The charge of coercion is defined as compelling a person to involuntarily behave in a certain way by threats or some other form of pressure or force to have them show you your tits. Police said Kennigan was giving a road test to the woman on December 13th. She had failed the driving test several times previously. Kennigan allegedly told the woman he would issue her a driver's license if she would take her clothes off. Police said the woman reluctantly took some of her clothes off, showing her boobs, but refused to take off all of it, and Kennigan issued the woman a license. Next story, John. It's never too early to nominate the Father of the Year candidate, John. How about this asshat? A man left his 3-year-old son alone in a van parked outside an adult bookstore where the man spent at least 40 minutes, police said. Construction workers near the adult bookstore in Murraysville called police after they noticed the child on December 12th. Officers arrived to find the boy alone inside the locked van. John Ray Stewart Jr., 27, of Turtle Creek, waived his right to a preliminary Tuesday on a single charge of child endangerment. Stewart apologized and stated he was addicted to these types of stores. That would be porn stores. A woman who answered the phone at Stewart's home on Wednesday said he is not commenting on the charges. Next story, John. Peanuts kill more Americans than tourists. Charlie Brown and Pigpen sought for questioning. If Western governments were really trying to win the war on terror, they wouldn't give the terrorists so much credit. The menace of global terrorism has been labeled the greatest threat to Western civilizations, communism. And yet swimming pools, peanuts, and lost deer kill more Americans every single year. Why are our governments facilitating the terrorist agenda by hyping apparel that simply doesn't exist? The number of Americans killed as a result of international terrorism since 1960 gives us a benchmark from which we can correctly identify and target other dire dangers to our very way of life. Like these, John. Allergic reactions to peanuts. Accident causing deer. Or 3 lightning strikes. That's correct, John. All of the above have killed an equal number of Americans since 1960 as terrorism. One can even categorize M&M's, Lost Deer, and the weather as an excess of evil, armed to threaten the peace
That's
of the
right.
world, as George W. famously once said. Next story, John. Scientists discover that not eating makes you feel hungry. In related news, still no cure for stupid wasteful studies at taxpayer expense. Next story, John.
Fuck you.
First, when chopping up a guy and dumping his body parts in a suitcase, do not include a cell phone. And secondly, always pay for your gay sex, John. Egyptian police have arrested a man for allegedly chopping up a German drama teacher and dumping his body parts in a suitcase because they refused to pay for gay sex. Mustafa Maher, who works for the pharmaceutical company, allegedly confessed to killing the unnamed teacher after a suitcase containing the remains was found on a rocky plateau overlooking the Egyptian capital. Police were able to identify the victim and perpetrator because the dead man who taught at a German school in Cairo had been packed into the case along with his cell phone. Meyer was arrested on December 27th, shortly after the bloody baggage was found and allegedly said he committed the crime because the German refused to pay the agreed sum for sex. He allegedly said he sliced up the body and dumped it on the desert plateau in the hope it would not be found. Next story, John.
Really long stories, Phil.
Brittany says he'll be back. Brittany says she'll be back bigger and better. I guess all she really has to do is work on the better part. Next story, John. And this is our last story tonight.
Yay!
Chinese boy meets online sweetheart. She says he very well hung.
very
well hung. A 17-year-old Chinese boy hanged himself after a catastrophic meeting with his online sweetheart. Xinhu News Agency said yesterday the teenager became a QQ. The most popular online chat room in China. This is serious, John. And stayed in the internet cafe for days on end. He fell for a girl.
Oh, spit it out.
Called Quan Jifaya Yang.
What's your fucking...
Or Flying Skirt in Mandarin. On the net, who described herself as a beautiful 19-year-old. After weeks spent chatting with her online, he arranged a date on December 26th in Mojijang, 73 miles away from his hometown. To his intense disappointment, his dream girl turned out to be a plain lady who was more than 10 years older than him, Xinhu said. His parents tried to comfort and console him, but his hopes crushed. He went out to the nearby hill and hanged himself on December 30th. And that's the news, John.
All right. All right. Thanks, Phil.
It's my pleasure, John, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Dad. I've heard a lot about you. I hope you have a prosperous new year, and I hope you everything goes well with the birth of your first child.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
All right, then.
Take care. Good to see you.
I'm out of here.
Bye-bye. Drive fast. Take chances.
Nice guy. Very dynamic.
Yeah.
Fuck ass!
Wow.
Whoa. What's up with that?
He's upset. I don't know. Hey, Scott, I got a story here.
All right.
It says here, if you voted for Bush, are you crazy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it says out of New Haven, Connecticut, a new study has found a direct link between mental illness and support for President Bush. Yeah, it's true. According to a review of psychiatric outpatients in Connecticut, the more psychotic the voter, the more likely they were to vote for Bush in 2004. Our study shows that psychotic patients prefer an authoritative leader, says researcher Christopher Loess. If your world is very mixed up, there's something very comforting about someone telling you this is how it's going to be.
There you have it.
There you have it.
More insane people.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Vote for the W.
What's the fear?
Fear of what?
What's the fear?
Of what?
All the, I mean, of all the presidents that have come and gone, most recently gone, but what does it matter what someone does in 8 years other than pressing a really large red button and, you know, causing
freedoms, my
super
friend.
Super problems.
Yeah, what about your civil rights, man? What about the Constitution?
Freedoms.
What about raping the Constitution?
Wait till he takes your gun away.
Do you have a gun?
I have a gun.
Yeah, and he'll take it away.
He'll take it
away.
You
wait.
I like my gun.
It'd be on some trumped up terrorism BS.
What kind of gun you got? Did you get it from Kedro?
I went to a, it's every February. They have a factory shoot, and it's like all the different gun manufacturers bring their guns, and I never really had something like that go on, so I went to that thing, and I tried everything. I mean, you pay for the clip full of whatever, you go out on the range and you shoot it, and then you come back and you try a different
one. Is that
the
one out in Marseilles?
I found one that just feels excellent. I mean, they're like works of art.
Is it that one in Ottawa?
No.
Out by Marseilles?
No, it's on 31.
Oh.
Or 25.
I've been to a plinking range out there.
This is not that.
Shooting Uzis, shit like that.
That's more than plinking.
Nice.
It was plinking.
Isn't it like plinking?
No. It's not automatic. It's semi. Hmm. And you pay for the ammo.
I had a chance to go to the full auto where you can get a 50 caliber super big gun and shoot it full auto. In
50 cal.
In Vegas.
Your little brother used to shoot the 50 cal, didn't he?
He used to shoot an MLRS, which is...
He was a demo man, wasn't he?
I don't know if he blew shit up. Oh. He blew shit up from a long range away after they
fired
a bunch of missiles.
He used to shoot you when we were kids.
With rubber bands.
Yeah, he used to make artificial weaponry and then test them out on you. Here, Dan, stand there while I light this Q-tip on fire and shoot you with my handmade crossbow rubber bands. And
we trusted that guy with something that could hold
Brazilians
24
of
nuclear
dollars.
Missiles. We trusted that kid with that.
You've heard the Brazilian joke, haven't you?
No.
Cheney walks in and says to the W, George, we lost three Brazilian soldiers in Iraq.
How about that?
How about that? Oh, how about that? And W says, that's terrible. Are you okay, George? Yeah, but how many's a Brazilian again?
I think Dan would like your Flintstone joke better.
I'm not telling it again, because you turn on me. You tell it.
No, I'm not. I can't remember it.
Please sort out a photograph of me sucking a cock.
Did you hear about this one?
No. No.
Christmas became triple Xmas for a 14-year-old Leighton boy who discovered hardcore pornography on his video game he received as a gift. Colton Mahoney was shocked when he put the Madden NFL 07 game in his new Xbox 360 console Christmas Day, and an explicit image popped up on his television screen. This is definitely not Madden, he said, recalling his first thought after seeing the image. While the incident is under investigation, it said that the kid got a boxed factory-sealed copy of the game. The game appears to be authentic. It's embossed with a Madden NFL 07 label and came in the factory-sealed case. Poor kid, I hope he's getting therapy and counseling now. God knows I've never had porn stash when I was 14. But why would he, apparently in this story, I don't have the rest of the copy, but he ran and told his parents as soon as he saw the porn.
Well, his name is Colton, John.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say.
I mean, I think that sums it up right there.
I would not. I'd be like, oh, this is sweet.
No, how many hours did we spend looking at Channel 44 or split screen?
Right.
Trying to put the screens back together.
On TV.
Right. We didn't run and tell our mom.
We did everything. People would say, hey, man, if you unplug it and plug it in really fast, it straightens out. And it did. One time it straightened out for like a full 45 minutes. I had full on porn. And I jerked off about 30 times.
He's fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
It was out of sight.
Yeah. So a guy named Colton,
drummer,
who runs and tells his mommy and daddy that there's porn on his Madden
game. There's something
game.
Wrong with that boy.
There's something wrong with him. Either he's a homosexual.
It's
but hold
homosexual.
On now, that's not wrong now, John. That's just an alternative choice.
No, but why would you even run to your parents if you're homosexual?
Yeah, that's wrong. He's got the too much of the Lord in his life.
Well,
you know?
This is what he is right here.
Godless Sodomite Americans have no trouble agreeing that Saddam Hussein is in hell. But hellbound, fag-enabling Americans, about 300 million of them, in all their asinine Bible ignorance, think they can wave enough flags and sing enough patriotic God Bless America
Bullshit.
Songs to ballyhoo Gerald Ford into heaven.
Ballyhoo?
Wrong, you God-hating, earth-dwelling simpletons. Using Bible standards, Westboro Baptist Church is here to tell you that Ford, Gerald Ford, deserves hell infinitely more than Saddam Hussein.
Wow.
Now listen up.
I'm listening.
American
He's got my attention.
Gerald Ford is in hell, and you will soon join him and Saddam Hussein, and you will spend eternity in the hottest chambers.
Does this
of
have
that
to do something with faggots?
Where the worm
no.
that eats on you never will die, and the fire that burns
far.
You will never be quenched.
The
Mark
far,
9, 44,
John.
46, and 48. The evidence is crystal clear and compelling. Gerald Ford is in hell. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And he cried and said, I am tormented in this flame.
Why is he in hell?
I don't know.
He never explains
he
that?
He never explains it. He goes on about Luke and
just
Mark
the way you
and
guys,
Frank and Joe.
I know, but just the way you guys hate Bush, people hated Gerald Ford as well. Because there was so much crap going on post-Vietnam that it's the same as post-now. The next guy that gets in office is going to be Gerald Ford.
Yeah, I agree. But I think back then, okay, for me, I didn't like him because what the fuck did I know? I was a young kid, and Chevy Chase making fun of him was good enough for me. And Chevy Chase made fun of him because he didn't think he deserved that position because he wasn't elected to it. And I think a lot of people thought that. And here's this fucking guy walks in, and he pardons Nixon. But in hindsight, yeah, it was that stuff that happens within our own country. We're talking now on a global scale in the W, which is completely asinine, and I'm pretty much an isolationist. I don't think you should ever go out of the country and meddle in anybody
internet,
else's business.
The minute the internet was invented, everything was global. So he has to be a global president no matter what he does.
He
bullshit.
Can't even be
That's
the
complete
president.
Bullshit. That's complete.
He can't even command a room.
It's not just him. There's a lot of people. You know, it starts at the mayor, and it goes all the way up to the president. All those people are involved in the whole thing.
Deceit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be deceit, swindling. It could be.
It is totally deceit, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the entire cabinet of neocons has admitted that they follow the ones that wrote the project for the New American Century, which is founded by Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and all these clowns are all neocons who used to follow Leo Strauss, who was he loved the idea of Machiavelli, which is deception is exactly how you need to run a country. And I don't believe that one bit. Our forefathers would fucking shit a cow.
Shit a cow, John.
And
that's
they
a
weren't
big
the,
shit.
They weren't the greatest, you know, I mean, they said all men are created equal, but then again, they had slaves, so they weren't perfect.
We're living in a world of total information saturation, and the fact that you can't pay attention to everything all at once makes you believe that something went on without your knowledge, when actually, if you followed every bit of government, you could find out everything that's going on that's going to happen right in front of you. And if it didn't, and you could point it out, and other people believed in you, then you would have something to say. But you're talking from a very far back.
No, Bill of Rights. Very simple. Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights.
Is he still apologizing?
I don't
know.
It sounds like it.
I pegged him on one.
He's trying to gray the area. But it's real simple.
Black and white.
Bill of Rights. Just stick to the Bill of Rights. Stick to the Constitution. Everything will be fine.
Hey, I heard just this week the W has a new signing statement that says he can look in anybody's mail he wants to.
Yeah, that's again.
Isn't that great?
A signing statement. He can say, okay, this law applies to everybody else but me.
Yeah.
That's unconstitutional.
Cocksucker.
We are here to make sure that fucker, because American citizen is the highest form of office. Not the president. The American citizen is the boss. That's why we vote for them. They have to become elected to get that position in office. They don't get it because they, win at craps.
But what's the consolation prize if you didn't vote for them? You're stuck with it, right?
Yeah, that really sucks. And it's like mob rules. With that argument, you can't be much of a Republican because conservatives are for the minority, not for majority rules.
If you had voted for him.
which I didn't.
I'm just saying, if you had voted for him, is this your bliss? Is this the perfect president that you've always wanted? Or are you like also kind of like,
What are you saying?
I don't get it.
I follow you.
Because to us, he's the worst goddamn monkey chimp ever.
And
Oval Office.
What Democrat would you guys put in office where you'd sit back and be completely
happy? Why does he got to be a Democrat? He could be a Republican.
Well, I don't know anybody else.
Why do I have to be completely happy? I can just be a little bit happy.
So the job is just to blatantly just
right man for the position. That's it.
Yeah, I believe.
Somebody who's conservative, who sticks to the Bill of Rights,
I'd be happy for a regime change.
Yeah. Kick his ass out. Because you know what? A monkey would be better. We have one right here.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Internet. Who the fuck says that?
The W does.
Well,
best education money
could
buy.
Until last year to get hooked up online in my house, so I can't expect a guy like that who's got the world to run. To know how to say internet.
Yeah, he runs the world. Well, yeah. That's kind of scary.
I know.
It's a bad philosophy, Dad. I don't know. I can't talk to you anymore.
There are some who feel like that, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. The answer is bring them on.
What?
I don't know, man. And then he's gone, and then you're on to something else.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
It takes 1 year to develop the satire. It takes another year to deliver it. And then
I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Not you.
That's about it. It's beautiful.
No, what I'm saying is this year, Pat Robertson came out and he predicted that there's going to be a huge terrorist attack. And then there's going to be a black ops to support that. Look up Northwoods operation.
Pat Robertson doesn't talk for a lot of people, including me. So how come he didn't turn around and say anything about 9/11 before that happened?
Huh?
Yeah, John.
What?
Cocksucker.
What about it?
What are you saying? It's like low-hanging fruit. Why are people giving that guy credit for saying it's going to happen? Who's that one chick? Oh, man, you call my station. I'm going to give you a prediction.
The W is going to cancel the election.
He's not going to do that.
You don't think so?
No. He's got to go to war with Iran to do that.
No, that's true.
No, it's not going to happen.
You don't think another terrorist attack on American soil
No.
would be enough for him to say the Iranians did it?
Biogun.
Oh, yeah. That's no doubt. I mean, that's secured there. And do you guys own guns? Amendment. No, I don't.
Scott, do you own guns?
No, but I'm a lethal weapon.
But I'm really good at guns, and so is Scott. Tell your story, Scott.
I'd rather not.
All right. All right, that's all we have for this week. This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd like to thank special guest Dan for showing up and shredding.
Shredding.
And sharing some.
Beginning of part two.
Yeah.
Shredding.
No doubt.
Thank you, boys.
It was a huge surprise. He sang at my wedding, and he's a Bush apologist.
Imagine that.
I'm a human apologist.
No
I,
doubt.
I apologize for all humans.
Wow. See, then you'd be on the same wavelength as us. Don't know why you'd be. Well,
what are you
apologizing
for? I
guess it doesn't matter. Republican or whatever. What do you mean? What do I apologize for?
Yeah,
I'm a humanist. I agree. I'm an atheist.
Yeah,
humanist.
But we're talking about a chimp here. So this doesn't apply.
To what? Humanism?
Yeah. Doesn't apply to the W.
Yeah, well, that's true, because we did not evolve from chimps. Random select. You explain it, Scott. It's too difficult for me.
Natural
in my state right now.
Called, not random,
random
selection.
Random selection.
Well, random right. Selection is how the W got in office.
And Marty was conceived. Oh. I'm just kidding. Kidding, Marty. All right, we got to go. Thanks for coming. Take it easy.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.